broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the caveman. My spiritual stand-up comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is my co-host. Also, he's here. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychics, and you can call 347-365 on King, go to King.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other offers as well. This is for the first time callers, of course, and check things out so you'll be very happy. Got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Baba G's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Baba G's laughter factory to be spread all over the world, you know. So laugh more. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show. And we are both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. We love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Baba G is here. I kick your crutches. So I'm going to take some callers in order to receive. Go ahead.
Hey,
you're on air. Hello, hello. Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
How are you today?
Oh, excellent. Very happy.
All right.
Your name.
Okay, so this is Alicia. I'm calling from Manhattan. So my question
Yes, hi, Alicia, Manhattan. Yes.
Hello,
yes, pizza,
Barbara,
New York pizza. Yes, go ahead. Yes, I don't eat pizza. Go ahead. Ask your question.
So I just want to do a validation with you only, okay? So the last time
yes.
I talked to you, you told me the music business would not be a good idea. Okay, so just stick to
right.
But, however, I'm supposed to go to school next September,
yes.
to pursue a
right.
degree in music business. Should I
correct.
Just, I mean, I'm not sure what to do because I see a lot of negative people, you know, because they didn't make it.
Yes.
I see them. So should I try to
yes.
manage teams later? How many years later should I try to manage teams? Because I don't want to do that.
No, first, I remember you 6 months ago, you called me on teams and you asked me, I remember you, Princess Alicia. I told you that you must take a step seriously towards your acting career and go slowly, slowly but surely, because I see that you're going to take off in acting career more so than music. But that you need to have one focus and attention. Music, you enjoy music, but focus on your acting career and everything is going to be all right. You have to, your acting career will pick up sometime on the fourth quarter of this year of 2019. And other than that, thank you for being positive and energetic and laugh more and everything is going to be just fine. You have my blessings, okay? All right. Thank you. I'm going to take, thank you so much, Alisa. Good night. Blessings. Person in line, please. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are
hello.
On air.
Hi.
Hello, your name, please.
Hello. Hi, Babaji. This is Aisha from Connecticut.
Yes, Aisha. Yeah, hi, how are you? Go ahead, ask
how are,
your question.
I'm good. Babaji, you know,
yes.
my birthday was 2 weeks ago, and I just turned, I can't believe I turned 44. I mean, I cannot believe I'm 44 years old now. But
yeah.
And I was,
I
yeah.
I wish you happy birthday.
Is,
And I always
I know you did.
But
yeah,
I give birthday 3 minutes to anyone who has a birthday. On their birthday, if they call me, I give them 3 minutes. That's my tradition. A happy birthday,
okay.
I wish you and gave
Thank,
you some.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Ask
my,
you one
okay,
question.
So my,
quickly.
My, okay, so I just want to know, is the possible chance of me getting engaged or married, like, at all, like, either, like, the end of this year or beginning of next year? Because I'm really wondering, you know, like, if I'm ever going to, like, have that in my life, like, have somebody
yes.
who really,
you
like, cares and loves me.
It's
you know?
Okay. Aisha,
yeah.
it's okay. You will get married, yes, but not in this year. But in this, but in beginning of the next year, 2020, you will get to know about it in as of October of this year.
As of October of this year? Okay, yeah.
You will get to know about it, yes. You will get married, and Abdul is the man. And he loves you so much. And he's a very good man.
Mm.
He's loyal and faithful, and he's very handsome.
Yeah,
intelligent.
I was gonna tell you know
we still
we still have been communicating, you know, and like we talk, and
of
you know
course.
We're still like in
like
touch
I
and everything,
told
you know.
You.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Congratulations and thank you for
so
your
you,
one question.
Okay.
Blessings to you.
All right,
thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
I have
good night. Good night.
Other people standing in line.
Okay.
Listen, good night. Thank you. Next person in line, please. Go ahead. Next person in line. Hello. Yes,
hello?
You're on air. Yes,
hello?
Your name, please, for audience. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, this is Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. Yes, San Diego, Adriana. Yes, Princess. Go ahead. Ask your question. Thank you. Welcome.
Well, my question is a dream that I have had, and I would like you to help me to interpret it. I think it's related to my sister and my parents. I was back in Brazil, and I was in the place that we are trying to sell to. And my mom was on the couch, and she was so restful and cozy and happy. And I left the living room, and I went to the restroom, and my father was coming from my bedroom, and he left the light on. And I said, no, I'm going to use the restroom now. So when I went inside the restroom, there was this little window closed. But this window, it faces a place inside the building with a lot of other little windows, so other bathrooms. And there is it's open air on the top. And suddenly I started to hear this helicopter just really loud. It's like it was on the top of the building.
Yes.
And there was somebody trying to get inside the building, trying to open the window. And I was like, my God, this person is going to invade. And I was just apprehensive. And I woke up during that moment and actually, there was a helicopter on the top of, you know,
what is
this place
what
here,
is
where
your
I live.
Thank you for sharing your dream. What is your question
regards
to dream? Quickly.
If it has anything to do with my sister or my parents are trying to tell me anything or show me anything or in relation to the...
It has to, yes. Your sister is vengeful and do not like you, unfortunately, and your subconscious memory kicks in your dream state of mind, according to yoga, and tells you the signs that you need to be very careful with her. Stay positive because she is very angry and she hates you, unfortunately, and I feel that energy around you projected at you, especially during this retrograde. And so give her more love. People who are angry, unhappy, and but never get satisfied, and they're critical and criticizing you, and jealous of you, they need more love. So be kind there to her and give her more love. And she'll come around, she allows your house to be sold so that you can get your half. And it's not a good thing to go to an attorney. It's best to start out with the realtor and sell the house and separate yourself and just move on with your life, okay?
But
please call
me
and I can give you in-depth details. Now I have to take another caller right now.
Okay.
I have only 2 minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Adriana, blessings to you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Yes. Please connect me with next client, please. Yes, in line. Hello. Connect me.
Hello, Baba G. It's Barbara.
Hi,
it's Barbara.
Barbara, darling. How are you, sweetheart? Yes, go ahead.
I love you guys. I think you guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you, blessings. Thank you. Thank you so much. We work very hard to help all beings. And I give a lot of free minutes and keen and radio show, of course, free minutes. And it takes a lot to prepare the radio show. Be committed for over 3 years now. So
yes,
it's a great place for all beings who cannot afford, keen. They can come here and they are most welcome. I give them, free minutes and free questions answered so that they can move on with their life and still have a blissful and successful and healthy life. So please ask
you
one question. Thank you.
One question is, how do you see things coming job-wise for me?
I see that this retrograde in a very strange way, it's not affecting your future of your job hunting at all. As a matter of fact, it's better because your energy is so positive and loving and you're projecting that. And I see it. You are going to get job at the university. I see a university around you.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
I see a university job opening, and then you get your foot in there, and then you will get another job. So you're going to be bombarded with 2 jobs.
I love it. But I love that.
This, and this may take March and April involved. Okay, so thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Baba G. Thank you to Dr. Uma.
Yes.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much and be positive. We are almost out of time, unfortunately.
Yes.
And bless you and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank
Good night,
you,
Baba
darling.
G.
So, yes, you're most welcome. Thank you, everybody. Wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. Remember, laugh more. Laugh more. Thank you.